Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. Now, you may know it best for its index tracking, from market cap indexes to fixed income to thematic indexes. But this week, NY-listed MSCI announced its commitment to the goal of net zero emissions before 2040. MSCI CEO said that the efforts to achieve net zero before 2040 would drive a transformation of the company culture and its actions to the benefit of stakeholders. The move reflects a wider shift by the industry towards environmental, social and governance, or ESG-related investments. And in an MSCI 2021 Global Institutional Investor Survey, that's a survey of 200 institutions managing assets of approximately $18 trillion, 79% of investors in Asia Pacific increased ESG investments significantly or moderately in response to COVID-19. And if we take a look at the wider market, according to data out this week by Refinitiv, equity capital markets activity for sustainable companies totaled $11.2 billion during the first quarter of 2021. That's more than double the activity levels during the first quarter of last year and an all-time quarterly record. On the bond front, we saw a lot of movement as well. Sustainable finance bonds totaled $286.5 billion during the first quarter of 2021. That's more than double the issuance levels seen during the first quarter of last year. Also, an all-time quarterly record. But does investing in ESG or sustainability-linked companies or products necessarily equate to higher returns? And what does this wider trend mean for the MSCI, and what are their plans? Well, we're joined today by Pierre Petit, Chief Operating Officer at MSCI, to find out. Pierre, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rachel. Delighted to be here.
It was wonderful to have you on the show with us for Eco Money. So first of all, I want to ask you, we've seen the MSCI, it's put out a recent report that stated that around 79% of investors increased ESG exposure significantly or moderately in response to COVID-19. Were you surprised by that figure and this trend, or is this something that you've seen creeping up over time?
Look, I was definitely not entirely surprised. The trend has been very strongly increasing in the last number of years. I would say that there was a noted acceleration in 2020. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it was not a surprise, but perhaps a little bit more than we might have thought, even with the strong growth trends.
And I guess that's one good thing that's come out of the last year with COVID-19.
Yes.
That has been this increasing investor attitudes towards ESG. Can you talk us through the demand that you've seen for ESG-related products and the change in perspective that there's been within the market as a whole?
The whole area of ESG and climate research is now the fastest growing area at MSCI. Mm-hmm. So that includes both the research products themselves, which we sell to institutional investors and part of which we put on our website, and then the indexes that are linked to that underlying research, the manner that we adapt our traditional indexes with ESG or climate weighting. So both of those categories are now really the two fastest growing things at MSCI. So it's really been a dramatic shift in the last few years. And I think when you think about the pandemic, there's probably two aspects. One is what I would call more the psychological component of people being conscious of the fragility of the planet and the manner that we're all interrelated. But I think there's also been, a very practical element, which is that, you know, in the pandemic, green stocks notably outperformed brown stocks. Now, partly that was due to the very low oil prices at the beginning of last year, due to the fact that many of the less green categories, such as airlines, were restricted from operating and hence had poor results. So while some of that may correct itself as the pandemic, as we come out of the pandemic, I think it's a combination of long-term concerns of investors, a lot of their own concerns, and those on whose behalf they invest. And then I think the pandemic has really been an accelerant of all those trends.
And you mentioned the difference between the performance of green stocks and so-called brown stocks, but we've also seen a variation in the performance of green indices as well.
Yes.
Can you talk us through that?
Well, I think there's, there's such a variety of indexes, right? And some of them, are really just a way to underweight brown exposures in a traditional market cap index based on a country or a region, while some of them are very highly concentrated, more pure play type of indexes, let's say in green technology. So and then there's a lot in between. So I think it's very important for investors, be they individuals or institutions, to really look underneath the cover and make sure that when they see something that is labeled as having an ESG or a climate tilt or some sort of green label, that they really understand the methodology and make sure that they, understand what those exposures are and what the index or the fund is trying to achieve.
There was something that was quite interesting in one of the reports that your agency sent across, and that was the role that style factors play.
So, we at MSCI have been examining style factors for decades. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to generalize excessively because the various indexes are different.
Yes.
But I would say that we found that, there was a pretty high correlation, for example, between the quality factor as we've defined it over time, and companies who had better ESG ratings. So while that is not entirely true, and we have to be careful to generalize excessively because it may depend on the market or the region, there have been certain elements of what we traditionally call a quality factor, which have been shown to be linked to ESG and positively ESG and climate rated stocks.
You spoke earlier in the interview about how ESG has really gained traction and it's a big part of what MSCI is doing. How do you really see this reshaping and helping the industry to evolve going forward? What part do you see ESG playing going forward within the financial sector? And what does it mean?
Look,
MSCI? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so look, the fact is that the manner that companies operate, if one looks at it generally, has an impact on their valuation, right? And that goes back, many years. And if you look at basically a company that is hit by some form of scandal, be it environmental or in terms of its governance, it inevitably has an impact on its share price. And that aspect of things has been codified into our ESG ratings, for a decade plus.
Yeah.
So the fact that that is an economic reality is what has really sunk into people. I think for a long time, people thought this was very values driven and it had to do with people who were trying to, make companies better, which of course is a component of it.
Yeah.
But what's really critical from a pure investor's point of view is that we found that many of those companies who behave better in various ways actually perform better. Now, the climate change topic is an overlay on that, right? So if you take an example of, you would say, in the absence of climate change, a company polluting is a bad thing. In the face of climate change, that becomes almost kind of a catastrophic category for many companies in terms of their future. So the whole question of sustainable investment and ESG and climate are overlaid, but they're slightly different. So climate change is the context in which companies operate, and ESG is a way of rating how they do that in that context.
So what's next for MSCI then on the ESG and sustainability front?
Look, we're enormously busy. So we have, first of all, just the universe of securities to cover in the world, all the equity securities, including small cap, all the fixed income securities that are issued every day, and complex securities like mortgage-backed securities. So a lot of our work is in that area and ensuring that those are then, you know, incorporated properly into indexes. And then we've established a climate research center in Zurich, Switzerland, and we're trying to do a lot of cutting-edge work to evaluate the impact of climate change on investors' portfolios. And that is really front and center for us as well. So this whole category is, like I said, it's our biggest growth area right now and our biggest area of investment. So we're going to be plenty busy in the years ahead.
And we've spoken a lot about ESG, but what are some of the other key trends that you see really taking place in the market at the moment?
Yeah, so look, it's a great question because, you know, when we did our survey, you know, what was interesting was that if you look geographically, while the growth and importance of ESG was very prominent, Asian and European asset owners and investors actually had market volatility and uncertainty and increasing regulation as being very top of their list of concerns. So while this ESG and climate trend is a long-term thing, you know, there is a lot of concern about market volatility, and typically the smaller the institution, the more they're concerned about that because they may have less resources to deal with, you know, the complexity of markets. So ESG and climate is critical, but investors also want to make sure they have the best tools to deal with general market risk and volatility. If you're an individual investor faced with a range of choices, just be careful you look underneath the hood at whatever, you know, investment is being proposed to you, and that you look very carefully at the goals, because there's a whole range of things that are labeled ESG and climate, and they're not all the same.
All that greenwashing coming into the market, trying to get on that ESG train, right? That's it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for your time.
We've been speaking with Bea Petit, Chief Operating Officer at the MSCI, right here on Money FM 89.3.